today inshallah we concentrate in a different area of Surah Al-Qasas inshallah ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran that Prophet Musa alayhi salam found yesterday. First, to remind you that Musa alayhi salam, after he killed the boy mistakenly, and he didn't mean to kill the boy or the man in the city, so the news has been spread to all the city and even in the mention of Pharaoh. Then right away they made a conference to exactly the Minister of Interior. That time he processed a law to look for Musa all over the country and to catch him in order to kill him or to put him in a jail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they intended to do. So right away a man from the people of Pharaoh, he used to have a good relation with Musa, because as you know, I told you, he grew up in the mansion of Pharaoh. So that man, he used to love Musa too much. So he hurried and he came to Musa yesterday to advise him, Ya Musa, al-mala'u, it means exactly all the chiefs, they had a meeting in order to catch you. There is a conspiracy against you to catch you, because the Pharaoh and all his administration, they hit Musa because they know that Musa is from the children of Israel. So he never loved him. Alright, so what happened after that? The man, he came and I told him, I am sincere, I told you the truth, please escape right now, get out from the city right now, leave Egypt, don't stay, because the Pharaoh and his army, they will lock you up and they will put you in a jail or they kill you, please escape. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah transferred, is a human. He just looked around, he became in a state of fear. He feared that exactly he will be locked, that's why there is no any solution for him unless he leave Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry this meaning in the ayah number 21. Ayah number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين.
So he escaped from there, looking about it, is still scared. He said, my Lord, save me from the people who are zalimun.
We have to understand, we learn from this ayah something today. لا ملجأ إليك إلا إلى الله. You cannot escape to anywhere except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have any protectors. You don't have any defenders. You don't have anybody to give you victory, any aid, except who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not exactly the parliament, not Washington, not Saudi Arabia, no, anybody could give you help and aid, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never die a last minute before your time. Never. You will never gain any extra penny more than what Allah exactly wrote it for you to gain it. This is exactly what we need. The Muslim has to carry good faith all the time. This is from al-Iman, from Aqeedah, our Aqeedah. So what happened after that, my brother? No plan. Musa has no map. He has to leave Egypt. There's no any building in that time. There's no any exactly map in that time to know the desert. So what did he do? He escaped. He just left Egypt through the desert. You know, Egypt exactly has in the middle of Egypt like a river Nile. River Nile. Right? Mediterranean Sea. As you know, alhamdulillah, or most of you are educated, this is Mediterranean Sea, and we find exactly the river Nile. River Nile, and here is going to be Palestine. Palestine or Israel, brother, correct me. Palestine or Israel?
Palestine.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala. This is exactly Palestine. That is the place Musa wanted to go to escape to this place. So he has to take exactly all the kingdom of Pharaoh, who used to be nearest to the water, because the water is life, right? So he escaped from the river through the desert here in order to go and to stay in this place, to escape to this place in the border of Palestine. So he left Egypt. Look at this. Left Egypt, hungry, no food, no water, nothing to ride, no donkeys, no mules, no camels, has no food at all, walking. He doesn't ride anything. He doesn't fight. The only thing exactly, just to turn his face right and left exactly because he feared that maybe one of the Pharaoh's army will catch him. So he's scared. He has to flip through the desert. That is the condition. He has nothing at all except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't know the road even. He never left Egypt before. This is the first time Musa alayhi salam to escape from Egypt. He used to grow up in Egypt, but he never left Egypt. He used to live all his life in Egypt. That's why he doesn't know where he's going to go. He miss the road, or he doesn't have any map to show him where he can go. If you are in a desert, this is a big desert, my brother. The east desert and west is the desert of Egypt is very, very large. No, exactly, nobody, no houses, nothing at all. So why the people live there? Now, of course, it was a technology. Exactly, some people, exactly, Bedouin, they stay there exactly for exactly some purpose of business. So, but this is the situation for the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. This ayah will tell you how Allah he will show him. So all the time you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. But the second ayah, number 22, will show you that. ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
And when he went towards the land of Madian, he said, it may be that my Lord guide me the right way.
Right? So he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me to the right way. I don't know the road. He's just walking in a desert. Nothing. Alright? What he has food? What is his food? What did he eat? From the trees. The leaf of the trees. Nabiullah eats the leaves of the trees. Nothing else. He doesn't have anything to eat except exactly the tree leaves. That's all. If the brother miss one meal today, Allahu Akbar, forget it. If we miss one meal, could you imagine if you come back home, you don't eat with the breakfast with us here, and you go home and you find your wife, she doesn't prepare anything for iftar. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go for eat from Burger King or McDonald's or hot dog? Subhanallah, the Muslim doesn't have a vision. And this is exactly to answer you. So you may find some brother, they feel despair now. Despair. What happened? Why Allah made that for the Muslim? You are better than all the prophets and messengers. This is Nabi, chosen prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has no food, no drink, and nothing, walking in the desert. Do you know how long you have to walk in the desert in order to reach the border of Palestine? That's a couple of months, my brother. That's a couple of months walking. You are not riding. Walking. Subhanallah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But that's the situation of Musa alayhi salam. Now, he reached exactly the place after a while, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him, show him the road, he inspired him to show him the road. So he reached exactly at the border of Madian. You remember Madian? That is the place, Ahlu Madian, that is the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And outside they have like a well of water. That's exactly which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people there. In Ashabul Ayka. Al-Ayka, when you read in the Quran, Ashabul Ayka, that means the people of the trees. They used to worship this tree, the people of Shu'aib. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them to go outside of Madian and he saved Shu'aib and all the believers. But the people went outside to a place called Madian, exactly to get, because Allah sent the clouds to be exactly clouded for them. It was very hot. Nobody could exactly take the air. Everything is hot. Nothing is very difficult. So they escaped to be under the shade of these clouds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel and he shouted on them and all of them exactly die in this place. So in that place, there is the well water is still there. So when he reached that place, he found crowded groups of men and their cattle and sheep and goats. They went to this place from inside the city of Madian outside to drink and to drink or to watering exactly their cattle again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you in the next ayah, ayah number 23. ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تزودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير.
And when he arrived at the water of Madian, he found a group of men watering their flock, and beside them he found two women who were keeping back their flock. He said, what is the man to do? He said, we cannot water our flock until the shepherds take their flock. And our father is a very old man.
Hold it. He reached that place. He found a group of men. All of them strong. They win exactly everybody. They are fighting exactly to get the water. And they make like two pools. One for human and one for animals. So he found the two women. Women are very weak. They cannot fight for the water. And he found exactly this woman, they try to keep their cattle away because that's not their line. So everybody are crowded, she cannot go and fight exactly among the men in order to get the water. There is no any another woman except these two women. Try to get the water, but they couldn't. Because the men are strong, they are the one, they are able to get the water from the well to drink and watering their cattle. Right? What happened after that? Right away, Musa, the prophet of justice, he tried to help the needy people all the time. And that's all of us as a message of Islam, to help the people all the time. He came, what's the matter with you? He said, we cannot watering our cattle, we cannot take the water. We cannot, we are not able. And look at this. Allah mentioned in the ayah, وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And our father is the old man. What does that mean? The translation never gives you exactly the meaning of our Quran. That's why we have to need the class. We need our scholars to explain it to us. So what had Allah said in the Quran by the tongue of this woman, وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And they give the reason why they came to this well in order to get the water, because other way they will send their father, but their father is the old man. That means to give you indication, women not allowed to go and to fight exactly to get exactly water among the men. So they give a reason. The reason we are here because our father is an old man and it's too crowded to get the water. That means there is no any permission. That's why there is no any another woman, because this is the man's job. Allah created you to work, to support your family members. Not to force your wife to go and work in order to share you in the rent or the expenses and all so and so. La. Subhanallah wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah. You cannot force a woman to go. You may find some Muslim when I receive questions in the classes, in different masajid, he told me exactly, sister, send a letter for me. And she told me, brother, my husband, he give me a threat. If I don't exactly go to work, he will divorce me. Allahu Akbar, ya Muslim. Allahu Akbar, ya Muslim. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you and he named you a man? Allah said in the Quran, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. The man, he has a degree over than a woman. By muscles? No. by spending, my brother. The degree has been given to you as a man because by spending, by supporting your family member, by supporting your wife, the money in which exactly your wife make it is not yours. That's her. If we gonna permit the woman to work in an atmosphere which will be exactly insecure from and to be separate from the men, all right? The money in which she make it is not yours. That's her money. If she gave it to you, that's fadl, favor to you. But you cannot force her, my brother, to take the money from her. Whatever the money she make it, it's for her. And if she gave it to you, she gave it to you from the door of favor. She favor you. She understood your salary is too small. She understood that exactly you are sick. She understands so and so. But the Muslim woman, she has right to go to the Islamic court and ask for divorce because her husband doesn't support her anymore. Financially, that's Islamic Sharia. That's Islamic Sharia. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to give us repentance. So they give the reason why they went outside because their father is an old man and there is no any brother for them even or any none one of them married to exactly to get a help from him. The next ayah. What Musa said? He said, "No, excuse me, I'm tired. I just came in a long distance in the desert. I cannot help you." La, this is exactly, he's tired. He is very tired, very sick from the long distance in the desert, no food. He cannot open his mouth exactly because the leaf doesn't give him too much water. All his mouth became green of the tree leaves, subhanallah. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه وارضاه in exactly said that from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Jibril came to explain everything by detail to Prophet Muhammad. If they deny the Quran, who give us this story? Did he meet Musa عليه السلام? Did he meet Shu'aib عليه السلام? But Allah give him all the tafsir. Allah give him the Quran and the explanation and the whole story too. Ibn Abbas, he didn't say that from himself, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, of course. And that's why all the time in hadith, when I look for any hadith, I have to look for a companion who learn direct from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't tell me somebody doesn't see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he say something by his opinion. Our opinion became zero. False. We need to learn from the scholar, the Sahaba and the follower. Those who exactly contacted direct with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. What happened? Ibn Abbas says, what happened to him? The skin of his feet, he lost it completely. He lost the skin. He cannot even walk. Could you imagine? I want to examine you in a desert, in asphalt, in the streets, in the summertime. Take your shoes and walk. Could you do that? Yeah, could you do that in asphalt in the streets, right? In the streets, and you walk exactly without any shoe? Musa alayhi salam, he walked long distance from Egypt to Palestine, and his shoe, he lost it, of course, because couple of months exactly, and desert, he lost his shoes, and he completed the destination without any shoe. So he lost the skin, the bottom of the exactly of his feet. He lost it. And Ibn Abbas, he add, and his stomach became stick to his back. The stomach go down exactly and to stick to his back. This means he lost everything. He became very weak, very skinny. Exactly, he because no food. No food at all. He walk all this distance. Allah provide, Allah protected him because he need him for the message. He doesn't receive any message until now. He doesn't receive any message until this point. So what happened after that? Look what I said, the adab, and we learn, and this is another class, this is another lesson we need to learn today. In ayah number 24, فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنْزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٌ.
So he wanted the applause for them. Then he turned back to shame and said, "My Lord, truly I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me."
Allah. So he considered all this exam. Look at this. Concentrate with me. Number one, he went and he watering for them. He used his muscles again. He was weak, but he fight among the men to get the water for the two ladies, and he give them. Now what happened after that? فَسَقَى لَهُمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى. ثُمَّ in the Arabic language it means then. تولى. He left them alone. He didn't tell her, could you come in a car exactly, I will take you home. Right? Could you come in exactly in a horse, I got a horse here exactly, just come behind me, I will take you home. I will take the shopping for you. Some Muslim like this. Some Muslim like this. Some brother exactly when they saw the sister exactly she has a shopping, can I take the shopping? They said, oh, astaghfirullah sister, let me help you, let me take you home. Allahu Akbar. Who are you? ثم تولى. And then he left them alone. He returned back to where? To the shade. To sit under the tree. No business. Water. Here is the water. Take it. That's it. No discussion. No business. No help. Nothing else. He found them. They need the water. That's it. That's my job. I help because they are weak. Their father are old. Then I have to do it to help the sister. Get the water. Here is the sister. Okay. Assalamu alaikum sister. In the phone. Assalamu alaikum. Where is the brother Mahmoud? He's not here. And then after that, the sister. How are you, brother? How are you, brother Ahmed? How are you? Where happened? Where you been? I didn't see you long time ago. What did you do? And so discussion in the phone. MashaAllah. Discussion in the phone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض. Allah told you to tell clear. O female in Islam, believer female, لا تخضعن بالقول. Don't let the man who speak with you, because the man, when he speak with a woman, he speak with her what? Tough or sweet. He will find the best word all the time. To become, he became exactly moderated. How are you, sister? Hello. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Hello. Hi. Right? It's not going to work like this, my brother. SubhanAllah. The sister, we need the sister right away. She pick up the phone. Assalamu alaikum. I need the sister to be a man. Right away. But she has to put mustache. And she dresses exactly the dress of the man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How are you, sister? Alhamdulillah. Where is your husband? He's not here. Inshallah, you can call him after. Boom. That's it. That's what we need from the sister. Why I have to go in the deep discussion with the sister? Is this not your job? Because the woman is, the voice is what? Lovely. Very nice. You, some of the Muslims have disease. They like to hear the voice of the woman, right? They win it. How do you call it? You call it sometime. We saw it in the newspaper. 911, police, my brother. 900, whatever. When I listen to the woman, I'll dial exactly. Every minute, $4. That's stupid. Don't think Sheikh Mustafa, he doesn't know anything. My brother, we know. We know, my brother. So we have to exactly to be deal with reality, right? When I hear the voice of the woman, nah, استغفر الله. Allah said, وَلَا تَخْضُعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. Don't let the man deceiving you by his sweet words to tell you. فَيَطْمَعَ. And then when he saw you, you're soft. He will go more and more. He will go more and more. SubhanAllah. This is not the behavior of the Muslim. He will ask. He will extend. Say, sister, I would like to speak with you. So and so. Astaghfirullah. I cannot do it, my brother. When I receive some question from the sister in my house. هذا فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah give me فضل. I receive a lot of quote from the sisters. Alhamdulillah for that. And when he don't know when I receive the sister, I just put the speaker. So my family members, all my wife and my children, listen to the conversation between me and the woman. Yes, sister, may I help you? I have so and so and so and so. I have problems so and so and so. So we solve exactly the problem for the sister within the family members. My wife, she share me. Children share me. That's how we get. But if I take a with sister until I go to the bedroom and I close the door exactly, let's we talk together for 1 hour, 2 hours. This is not the behavior of the Muslim. The shaitan will be what? She's not in the front of me, but the shaitan will be the third body in the phone. Wallahi, shaitan will be the third body. You may find some imam. I am imam. I cannot do that. Wallahi, you are a liar. Wallahi, whoever give himself exactly opportunity to speak with the woman in privacy like this, he's liar. Because the shaitan will be the prophet knows you better than yourself. قال ما اجتمع رجل وامرأة في مكان ما إلا وكان الشيطان ثالثهما. any man and will be in a privacy with woman. When exactly hurt me, my brother, exactly, I saw the sister in the Christmas time. She went exactly with a bunch of men in the room to serve what? In a Christmas, to serve what, my brother? To serve the wine. She takes the bottles and to put the wine on the cups for who? For the disbelievers in the. And when he asked, he said, listen, you are, excuse me, brother, you guys, you are very fundamentalists. You don't learn how you speak with the etiquette. Mashallah. Etiquette, what kind of etiquette we need? Etiquette, you have to be moderated woman to serve the wine for the disbeliever. Allahu Akbar, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. And she gave me false. I told her, could you give me a reason? Reason why you do that? She told me, listen, the tablets which you take it from the farmer, exactly, you know, they have some percentage of alcohol. This is excuse. This is exactly your opinion to tell me to give yourself to serve the people. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. We cannot do that, my brother. Inshallah ta'ala, I wish the rest is very interesting. Be with us, inshallah. I ask you, inshallah ta'ala, to be with us. Give a time, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the Quran. Allahumma arina haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. Arina al-batina batina warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma tub alayna wa tub ala kulli 'asi. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Qabbal minna as-siyam wa al-qiyam wa salih al-a'mal. اللهم إنا مذنبين يا رب العالمين فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا إن كنا من الظالمين اللهم ارحمنا برحمة من عندك يا أرحم الراحمين فإن لم ترحمنا لنكونن من الظالمين اللهم تولنا في حزبك اجعلنا للمتقين إماما اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون أحسنه اللهم اختم لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم تقبلنا واقبل منا أرحم الراحمين واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان وانصر يا ربي إخوان المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اسمعنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واغفر لنا ذنوبنا ولا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اعف عنا وتجاوز عن سيئاتنا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه من سنة بسنة إلى يوم الدين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله we need meet you إن شاء الله next week إن شاء الله تعالى for another class. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانه وتعالى.